Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It really is Saturday. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. This is the one day a week we can actually say it is Saturday. But you know, I know, every entrepreneur knows that day when you look up at the clock and you can't believe you have to stop doing what you're doing because you love it so much. That's Saturday, man. Whatever that looks like for you. Whatever that looks like for you. People who try to get you to fit into a little box or conform to their way of thinking or doing, and you should really be like this. You should really consider, hey, you know what? Two words. Shove it. That's right. Oh, but Sam, you're a Christian. Yeah, I know. I'm a lot. Jesus actually anointed me not too long ago. He and I had a great conversation, man. I was like, JC, what's up, dude? He said, SC, how you doing, man? Is everything still going all right every day? So I said, hey, man, thank you so much for performing miracles in my life every single day, starting with my baby Susan, who is the big 90 days alive today. Praise God, man. Can you believe it? A baby born at 1 pound, the size of a cell phone, basically alive, and not just alive, but thriving. So many people bitching and moaning every single day about their problems and all this stuff that doesn't matter and worried about stuff, majoring in minor things, buying things you can't afford with money you don't have, doing press idiots that you don't even like, you know? So me and God are having this conversation. I'm like, dude, things are off the hook. I said, hey, God, is it okay if I tell people just to shove it? He said, by all means, man. I forgot to leave. I left that passage out of the Bible, but I know the shortest verse is Jesus wept. I was thinking of just making it shove it. You go ahead, buddy. You use that. So that's what I use now. Anointed by Jesus Christ Almighty to let everybody around the world know to just shove it if you want me to fit inside your little box, if you want me to color inside the lines. Today's a random show, Saturday morning, just kind of chilling with my cup of coffee, heading down to the neonatal ICU in just a few minutes here with my wife to visit our baby girl. And the power of social media, love it. Here's my first thought for this morning. I love Facebook. I love Facebook, and I love Twitter. But I hate Facebook, and I hate Twitter. And it's a love-hate relationship, as you gathered by those two sentences. But I'm going to talk about what I love most about Facebook, because you already know what I hate about it. Everybody posting, you know, stuff that's not real. Your life is awesome. You know, I read a study the other day. It said Facebook makes most people oh, God, this is so stupid. Facebook makes most people depressed. True. Most people – well, actually, let me rephrase that. People feel more depressed after being on Facebook than not, because they feel as if their life isn't as good as everybody else's. Why? Why would somebody feel like? Well, because of the stupid photos everybody posts out there about how great life is, and that's like 1 millisecond of their year is captured in a photo at Lake Tahoe or Hawaii or someplace in Australia on the beach or loving life with a lot of money, big bank account. Guys, come on, man. You know that's not real, right? I mean, Facebook's a great escape. It's a great marketing platform. Very dangerous, because that's one business, Facebook, that knows everything about you and I, and they sell it. We're like, you know, it's like an aftermarket. They take your information wholesale, and they sell it to the world at retail. How old you are, where you gone to school, your alma mater, were you born in the 70s, 80s, 90s, millennial. And they use all this data that they've mined of that you've freely given Facebook. And look, I am not even paranoid in the least. My page is wide open, facebook.com/Sam Crowley. And I made it that way after our daughter was born in August to really capture the journey of one more breath, which is the hashtag I use, one more breath. Because when our daughter was born and given no chance to live, I wanted one more breath just to be able to breathe, man. It's a lot of stuff coming at you at one time. And if she is going to live, she's going to be severely, profoundly disabled in a neurological way, and God forbid she needed one more breath, right? I mean, she's on a ventilator, and so we all need one more breath. So I left my Facebook page open for anybody to view all of our photos and really update everybody every day of this journey we're on. And every now and again, I don't think I've posted any type of biz op or marketing thing on my page in over damn near probably 2 months, you know? And I just do that because I don't need to market. And I'm not saying I'm holier than thou, but I know why people, you have to be aware, all right? You have to be aware of who you are and what you do. And I'm very aware people follow me only because of my daughter and this journey we're on, and they don't need to be spammed with biz ops and sales and things like that. So I don't do it, you know? I don't do it. But Facebook knows everything about you, and they sell it to everybody, every corporation who wants to market to individuals who act like you, think like you, shop like you. And again, I'm perfectly okay with that because I know the rules of the game. And the rules of the game are simply, you get on their platform, you contribute to what they are, they're giving you really, what are they giving you? They're giving you an audience, an instant audience. They're giving you an opportunity. You don't have to build a website. You don't have to have any friends, you know, but you can instantly acquire 5,000 of them if you want to feel important. And you can just be an instant celebrity. I think that's what everybody wants. Look at me, look at my selfie, which is totally cool. Again, I'm down with it. So last night, I wanted to get into another crime drama. It's coming into wintertime, so I hibernate in winter here in Cincinnati. I work out in the daytime. I went for a run yesterday, man. It was 30 degrees outside. I literally felt like my nose was just going to, at some point, fall off my face. It felt that cold wind blowing. But then when I was done, it felt great. Like, it's one of those weird feelings. If you've ever run in the cold weather, your body is heating up, but it's still like in the high 20s with wind chill, okay? And it's a wild feeling, but when you're done and you come into your house and it's warm, that's when you break out into the sweat. And you feel like the pounds just melting off your body. And it was pretty wild. I haven't felt that, obviously, because it's been so warm here in Cincinnati for so long, for the past 6 months. But felt good, man. Felt good to get out and run. But I hibernate during the weekends and spend time with the kids. And now, of course, they bring home. They go to a human petri dish every day in school. It's just, there's disease everywhere. Cold and flu and bugs flying around. That's why my kids, no kids, not just my kids, no kids are allowed into the neonatal unit during the wintertime because all the diseases they bring with them. So a couple of kids are sick. And anyway, I'm on Netflix. I want to get lost in I love crime drama. I'm a big Criminal Minds fan, CSI New York fan. And I love these streaming video sites like Netflix and Amazon Prime because you can literally just for free, depending on what your definition of free is, $8 a month or whatever Netflix is. Come on. I mean, people spend $4 on a cup of coffee. So you can get lost in a series. So I just posted on Facebook last night around 7 o'clock or so. Hey, I'm looking to get lost in a great series. Give me some options. And I don't know, 80 comments, maybe more. I mean, I've got some great, great friends on Facebook, man. People just smart, too. It's like, you always wonder, the people that follow your brand and your show, are they smart? Are they well-rounded? I've got the best fans, man. Listen to this podcast. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. You guys, seriously, very smart people and well-educated and just, you rock. I just love it. That's why I love what I do because I just love, look, you are the product of the people you hang around, right? So I'm a product of what you do and the feedback you give me. I love it. And it was some great recommendations. I mean, I had to literally copy the thread link to my Facebook page, which I've never done before, and save it in a text file because I want to refer back to all the great suggestions. So there was Dexter, Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, The Killing. And by the way, all of these probably sound macabre to you, but that's my – I love whodunits, crime dramas, all that stuff. Did I say – what was the – I mean, I can't even think. I don't have my Facebook page up in front of me, so I can't think. There was – a million suggestions, and all of them great because I was Googling them and looking them up on Netflix as they were going. So I decided last night I watched the first season, first episode of Dexter. Very cool. I can definitely see getting into that. And I watched the first season of Breaking Bad. And then I watched the second episode of Breaking Bad. And so I think with Breaking Bad, that's going to be my addiction now for the next however long it takes me to get through the series. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, check it out. And if none of these genres are yours, then cool. you know, find comedy, find something a little bit lighter, but I'm into it, man. I'm going down now to the Breaking Bad. I'm down with it. I'm just so down with it. So I'm getting lost in that this weekend. Going to go see my baby right now in the NICU. And then the next show I'm going to record right now, talk about how weird people are. Because no sooner than I'm posting this on Facebook, that's the good, right? All the great recommendations, shows at Blacklist. Did I mention Blacklist? House of Cards. People were recommending that as well. That was a big one. But then other people came behind actually sending me private messages telling me what I really shouldn't watch because it's not family friendly or something. I'll get into that in the next show. Listen, as we prep for the next show, do me a favor. Just be who you are. Remember, I had a conversation with the man himself. He said it's okay for you to tell people to shove it. Cool. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.